Speaking of neoadjuvant studies, that's a good segue into an update on the NSABP breast trials. And I'm curious where things are right now in terms of neoadjuvant trials in the HER2-positive patient. At one point, you all were considering trying to look at Buzdar's regimen with the trastuzumab and anthracycline simultaneously. Where are you right now in your thinking?
Yeah, we had been working with ACOSOG to develop a trial to look in more depth at the Buzdar regimen, kind of comparing it to the standard sequential anthracycline followed by Taxol Herceptin. But basically, the support for the trial fell through. So that left us without the support that we felt like we needed to do the trial the way we thought it should be done. So we are in the process of developing a replacement study and are working on a straightforward concept comparing Herceptin versus lapatinib versus a combination neoadjuvant setting using an AC followed by a weekly paclitaxel template. All patients will get that basic chemotherapy program. The HER2 blockade will start with the paclitaxel.
That sounds great.
And they'll have surgery to determine PCR. And after surgery, then all the patients will receive Herceptin to get a year of blockade so that they will be getting standard therapy, in a sense, with Herceptin. But we'll have the information. We'll be able to get the baseline tissue and do the correlative work to see if we can start sorting out which patients might do better with each of the drugs individually or are those that can be identified as doing better with the combination.
That sounds exciting. What are the things inside the tumor that you'd be most interested in looking at?
Obviously, Herceptin has to work outside the cell by binding the extracellular components of the cell. There are cases where the extracellular portion can be cleaved, the so-called P95, which appears to leave even a more active oncogenic signal, and Herceptin can't bind to that, presumably can't help that. There's a question of, is P10 abnormalities make tumors more resistant to trastuzumab? And again, understanding then, are there times if the EGFR pathway seems to be activated concurrently with it, could there be an advantage there? I mean, a number of different things. A lot of it will be just exploratory to try and sort that out.